Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow Soul Family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to Vibe Nation Radio. And sorry for coming on a little late here. As we all know, we are in crazy energies. There's a crazy storm here in Toronto. I know there's one where Ohm Times is. And Chris, who is my special guest today, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, who is an intuitive astrologer. How's the weather there in Chicago?
Oh, well, it's stormy and kind of fun, though. You know, it has that feeling of clearing the old energies and trying to get us ready to embrace spring and the cycle of growth. So I always see these kinds of weather patterns as being very indicative of, you know, the time of change is upon us.
Absolutely. And anyone who follows Vibe Nation Radio, you know that Spirit loves to work with this channel. And we have fun and we just go with the flow. You know, again, this is all about energy. And if the power goes out, it goes out. So, you know, this is, I love the fact that, again, this is May Day. It's the 1st of May. And there's just so much going on. And because we are now going to be doing a shorter show, Chris, why don't you go ahead and just jump right in, my dear?
Okie dokie. Well, we're starting off the month of May with couple of events that are somewhat significant. Number one, we've still got this Mercury retrograde going on, and so that's a cause of a lot of tech snafus, and, you know, it just generally shakes things up for us as far as communication goes. So it will be finally going direct on Wednesday on the 3rd, and then it'll be in the shadow period for about another week, but I don't really give a huge amount of power to the shadow cycles of any of the retrogrades. So by Thursday, Friday, you should start to see some positive effects as Mercury, you know, completely turns around and starts to amp up. It'll be in Aries, which is a comfortable sign for Mercury. It likes being in Aries with that fire and you know, it has a somewhat impish nature, and as it starts to advance again, it will exactly conjunct Uranus in Aries, so there could be some very weird communication sparks going on globally, so we might see more silliness with North Korea, more insanity in the Middle East, but basically this is a turnaround cycle, so we are going to see things start to, you know, unravel, but at the same time, resolutions and new ideas, new visions starting to be shared. So I would say it's going to be an optimistic period as we move into, you know, that latter part of this first week. And generally just kind of sorting things out and getting things back on track is going to be the big theme. We've also got a little bit of tension going on in that Mars is moving into a period here for about the next week of being in square to Neptune. And Neptune is, you know, the great illusionist. It's a very spiritual planet, but it also because it does reflect spirit. It shows up in the material world as being very illusory. And I think we are going to be seeing that effect once again, especially with international politics as well as other things that, you know, concern us as far as our day-to-day existence. So this week is going to have some aftershocks, and there are going to be some surprises. The important thing is that we realize all of this is causing us to question all of our values, all of our taken for granted kind of you know, attitudes about life. So it will be a little bit tumultuous for a while here, but as we move into the second week, things should start to calm down. We should start to see some positive progress being made. So that's kind of a synopsis of how May is going to enter. It's going to enter in a serendipitous way. I mean, it's going to show up and kind of tweak us, slap us upside the head. But once we have, you know, realized that the only enemy is inside our own head, then things will start to level out.
Yes. Beautiful. And myself, just quickly starting off with May, what I've been channeling is this is a month where you really are going to align with who you are, and our psychic abilities have the abilities to go to another level, that everyone is tapping into these abilities at a greater level. They're there for the taking. Again, it's not just if you're not in alignment with it, but this is a time for you to really go within. You're going to get the clarity. But like you said, there's going to be a lot of love slaps, love kicks, love punches from the universe to allow you to see more clearly and make the decision for yourself about where you're going for yourself. Because there is, I feel that there's stability coming. But again, it's just you have to have that belief that within you that you're worthy of where you're going in order for this to really start to shift for you.
Yeah, and this is definitely a period where victimhood is, we're going to have to start addressing that whole idea of being a victim and living in a state of avoidance, of taking responsibility for our thoughts and our actions and our beliefs. So this is a big aha moment, I think, for a lot of people. It's going to show up probably with a little, you know, like I said before, a little wrap upside the head if you're not paying attention. But for those who are actually wanting to work with the energy and wanting to see positive change, this is a very optimal period that we're stepping into.
Absolutely. I've got an energy cluster that's coming on towards the end of the week as well. And to this, they're saying that it's about a rebirth, that we have the ability to rebirth if we're speaking our truth, if we've been working on ourselves and healing, you know, and observing what's around us instead of trying, like you said, you're not going in the past, you're not going too much in the future, you're just living in the moment and observing. There is great opportunity for where you're going on a soul level, again, if you've been doing the work and you truly believe in yourself. This is the self, I get self-worth really big now these days, that it starts with you and it ends with you. So if you value yourself and know you are worthy, that's a beautiful vibration that you can send out to others so that they can start to, you know, look at themselves a little deeper and know that they're worthy of a beautiful life. You know, we're not here to just live. We're here to live life. So.
Exactly. And one of the things that that I've had come up, because, you know, I've been working with the Course in Miracles for about 20 years now. Yes. And one of the things that the Course puts a lot of emphasis on is the idea that we really don't know who we are. But if we go along the premise that God created us in God's image and likeness, then by asking God, who am I, you will have that revelation. You will start to get a series of insights that open you up and expand you. And all of a sudden, you start to realize that you are a holy creation of that which is divine. And that, you know, you have inherited divinity, but you have been unwilling to embrace it. and to bring it forth. So this is going to be a good season to really examine ideas like that and to implement the idea of meditation that leads you in that direction of asking questions with the assurance that the answers will come through to you. Because God doesn't, you know, like abandon us down here. We've not been cast to the wolves, but we have created circumstances where we've diminished ourselves. We've diminished our powers, our truth. And it's going to be very important for us to, you know, reach out and to ask that which is divine within us to give us an understanding of who we actually are.
Yes. And I made a post on Facebook a couple of days ago about, you know, God lies within you, again, and when you silence the mind is when you get the answers. And when you're focusing in the past, you're hanging out with Mr. Depression and your mind is going. If you're in the future, you're hanging out with Mr. Anxiety and your mind is going too. So get into the moment and quiet that mind, because that's truly where the answers are. The quiet, and the ego is loud. So when spirit comes knocking, and you actually, like, this is a big thing they're saying, when spirit comes knocking this month and goes knock, 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 are you going to be there to answer? Or are you going to be somewhere else caught up in the ego where it's so loud that you're not going to hear God knocking to say, I've got some information for you? So, and I can hear that song right now. Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Sorry, that's my spirit. They're coming in now in the house. So it's quiet in the mind and finding, you know, that God within you. It's there, my friends. You just have to be aware of it. And most people can't find it because they can't quiet the mind. So, like you said, meditation is really important this month.
It absolutely is, yes. and the other significant event that actually started at the tail end of April is the motion of the nodes. And the north node is our karmic payback indicator, and our south node is what we will be receiving from the universe by creating good karma. And they had, the nodes had been advancing through Pisces and Virgo for quite a long time here, and now they just flipped over into Aquarius. And this is going to once again have a significant impact on people who are trapped in the ego's need to self-aggrandize. So we're going to start seeing people who have that north node, as that north node is moving into Leo, if your ego is in control, there's probably going to be chaos erupt because, you know, the ego is always demanding and inflicting and stirring up trouble. It's kind of like having a dog that's completely untrained that is always, you know, nipping you in the heels. And so we're going to see a lot of activity here that is in association with the idea of your past catching up with you. And that is a very strong force in this material world. We know that when we get into higher realms of spirit that we can step out of that whole cycle of karma, but karma itself is merely a reflection of things that we've set into motion. So it's going to be, you know, pretty in your face, I guess is the best way to describe it. It's going to be something where it's undeniably your fault for whatever it is that you're experiencing. And if you're hoping to avoid that, then you're going to have to start living your spiritual truth, because the only exit along those lines is to reside in a space where you are completely at one with your spiritual identity. And in the process of arriving there, you're going to have to forgive everybody else, because if you want forgiveness, the only way that's going to arrive is if you forgive those around you. So it is going to be a period here where people especially our leadership, you know, people in political office, people who are visible in spiritual communities, a lot of these people are going to have to address the fragility of their own ego, you know, and it's going to be a very unnerving time for a lot of people, simply because they're going to be confronting that truth about their personal identity. Are you spirit, or are you, you know, this earthly form that is vulnerable to death and destruction? And if you're living in that state of consciousness where you believe profoundly that you are a physical body, then you're going to be seeing, you know, some really chaotic things start erupting in your life that you're going to have to stop and address.
Yes. That's going to scare a lot of people, too. The fear monster is going to come out. So.
Absolutely, yes.
And, you know, we have this beautiful energy to work with on a galactic level. And I've been explaining as well that, you know, we have these beautiful energies from the universe, but we also have the energy that we're dealing with here in Gaia. So this is really a time where, again, you want to go within yourself and really connect with the energy that the universe is sending us to be able to align with that, and try not to get yourself pulled in on the other energies. Like you're saying, like you need to be able to stand back and allow, you know, you to live your authentic self, knowing that you need to allow other people to live their own perspective, as well as, this is about the colors that I teach and the personality and the law of allowing, that you can't allow other people to change who you are, and you need to understand that you can't change them either. That everybody is, you know, in control of their own vehicle, their own body, their own reality. And that when you can allow other people to speak their truth and it doesn't affect you, you know, it's now you're observing what's going on, you're not absorbing it, which is a big difference. And it allows you to respond to people instead of reacting, which is also another different with the energies of where we're going. So I was just reminded to speak about that right now.
Exactly. And it's very important for us to be forgiving, simply because if you can look past the flawed character, the flawed nature of the individual mm-hmm. that you think that you are perceiving, it's just a short step beyond there where you will encounter the truth of that being, which is, you know, the Christ, the Buddha, however you want to designate it. But that sacred mm-hmm. being that was here before time began and will continue to be after time comes to closure.
Absolutely. That's beautifully said, Chris. Absolutely.
Well, these are very powerful times, and it's very important yes. for us to realize that we are participants. We cannot stick our head in the sand with the expectation that it's all going to go away.
Yes. And it's important as well, my friends, to know that there is beauty happening within this planet. Again, you know, good news doesn't travel as fast as bad news, is that old saying, right? So, you know, stop and ask yourself, what beauty is happening within my life? What miracles are taking place within my reality? Or, you know, you go down the street and you see these, you know, you find out that, you know, this family lost their home, but the community came together and they're making magic out of it. Like, you know, start to look at the brighter things of where we're going. It's going to allow you to get through this loop. So when we come back, we will continue with Charting of the Tides with my special guest, Chris Anderson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today is Charting the Tides of Life with my dear special guest, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, who is an intuitive astrologer. So before the commercial break, we were talking about the node shifting. So Chris, do you want to add anything more to that, my friend?
Not really. I think we will see some significant activity as far as global politics, boundaries, and, you know, some of these little spats between nations, that sort of thing. It will probably peak right around the 10th of May, because we'll be moving through a full moon in Scorpio, and that's always an exciting and dynamic time, especially if you're a hedonist, you know. For those of us who are into a little S&M, this is definitely the season for that. But the energies around that date, the May 10th, we have Mars exactly square Neptune. And that definitely is challenging boundaries. And then we have the Sun opposing the Moon from Taurus to Scorpio. So that could be, you know, something that is going to stir up the pot. And the important thing is to realize that appearances are not necessarily truth. So you're going to have to step away from that tendency to believe everything you see and step up to a higher level where you can affirm the truth, which is that God is in control and all of this manic madness going on around us is the illusion. It's what the ego has conjured in order to convince us that we are separate and apart from God. The truth of it is we are one with God, and that is something that is inviolate, because we would cease to be if we were not one with God, because God is the actual life force itself. So when we honor the fact that, you know, we share this life, it's not something that we were given as a separate entity, but it was extended to us in a sense of being connected eternally to that which is perfect and holy. So we will be seeing some, you know, some craziness around this coming full moon. Then after that, we should be able to get clarity and really get a sense of where we need to go next and what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And it's interesting that you're saying that, because when I channeled the Vibe Report, of course, I'm not an astrologer, so I love doing the show with you, because I don't know what it means when I, like, what the planets are doing. And I've got that week of the 10th of being a time where people need to get off the duality train, that they don't need to look at things as win or lose or wrong or right, this way, that way, that they have to see it within. And the 10th itself, they're saying there's going to be love slaps, kicks, punches, karmic bombs blowing up. A lot of people are going to crawl into bed with Mr. Sad and Lonely. And you know, so they're saying that, you know, that energy is going to be really intense. And for myself, I have two energy clusters that are on either side. So that energy amplifies, because we go into an energy cluster, then we come out on the 10th, then we go into another energy cluster right away. So it's going to amplify the 10th. So that's very cool that you talked about this, because it just, my friends, it just shows you the beauty of you trust yourself and you trust your higher self. And as a channel, I have to trust my higher self. I have to trust that whatever I am channeling will resonate with the stars, even though I'm not an astrologer. And this is why I love doing the show with Chris, because it shows you two different perspectives, but they gel together and create a bigger picture. And this is what we're all here to do, is to work with one another, to help one another, to guide the way. So beautiful, Chris.
Exactly. And, you know, it is a part of unfolding and gaining your own self-understanding. And just by trying to, or just by making yourself available to teach those around you, because one of the fundamental laws of the universe is in order to learn, you have to teach. And that sounds pretty goofy from the ego's point of perspective. But as we open ourselves up to the idea that spirit is always looking for teachers to move information through, when we open ourselves up to the idea that I'm not teaching from my knowledge base, but from a higher knowledge base, then all of a sudden something very magical occurs, and you know, you're listening to yourself talking about something to other people, and you're going inside the back of your mind, wow, this is amazing. I didn't know I knew this. So it's like a universal encyclopedia is inside of all of us. We have all of this wisdom and all of this knowledge and all of this understanding, but we have to open ourselves up to allow it to flow through us, and that is conducted through us by the presence of the Holy Spirit or the Christ consciousness or the Buddha mind or whatever. But that is one of the sacred rules of the universe, is that whenever we put ourselves in that position of allowance, then all of a sudden a very amazing and magical process begins to unfold, and it's revelatory for us as well as those that we're talking to.
Yes. And that's why that earlier when we were saying, make yourself available, my friends, so when spirit comes knocking, you're able to tap into that. So that's very cool. It's we're going into some very beautiful times if you really allow yourself to align yourself with the energies that the universe is sending us.
Exactly. Yes. It's all there. It's, you know, it's available. And all we have to do is allow ourselves to just gently enter into that realm of spirit and become one with a universe that is beyond words. I mean, as you start to become more and more comfortable with settling in to universal energy, all of a sudden the entire nature of the cosmos is recognized as not being outside of you, but an intimate part of you. It is a process that is unfolding within you. And that's how astrology works, is it gives us, you know, a outward projection of all of these inward processes that are also going on inside everybody's consciousness.
Yes. Beautiful. And how long is this node transit for those that are not aware of it? How long does it last when the nodes are 50?
Yeah, the nodes will be moving through Aquarius for the next couple of months here. And, you know, it's a slow journey. The nodes always move backwards. So they started off at 30 degrees Aquarius, which is 0 degrees Pisces. They're now at 29 degrees Aquarius, and they'll go all the way back to 1 Aquarius and then move into Capricorn. So the node movement is... you know, it's a long process, but again, it's that idea of bringing karma back into play so that you understand what is going on with you so that you can forgive and release.
Yes. So remember, my friends, it's a process. It's not a race. This is, again, it's going to take time to go through this. And this is something I feel is very important for everyone listening, that, you know, don't beat yourself up if you feel that, oh, I thought I dealt with this, and it creeps its head up again. It's just, it's a lot deeper within the soul than you realize, and it's showing up for a reason. So again, don't freak out, because, you know, this is a process. It's going to take time.
Right. Yep. It is a journey.
Yes. And it's always going to be a journey. I hear people quite often, oh, Carrie, when is the energy going to lighten up? When's it going to get easier? I'm like, it's not. You know, the energies are constantly there. We're shifting of higher frequencies by the hour, by the minute. But when you start to get in alignment with the vibrations and you've actually done some healing, it becomes easier. Yes, you can feel the energy as it's shifting by the hour. However, you learn how to navigate through it. So my friends, again, this is, you're learning how to play the new game of life. And this is a forever journey while you're physically here. And then when you leave, you just go on another adventure.
Well, so, either that or you step to a higher plateau where you don't need the adventures, but you can help other people who are trapped in their madness find release, you know, from that process of cause and effect, karma, bang and blame, you know, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, because that really is what rules this world.
Yes, absolutely. So is there anything, because we're going to be going to commercial break in a few minutes, is there anything else with regards to some astrology that you'd like to touch basically before we go to the commercial break?
Well, basically, those are the high points of the month of May. The 10th is definitely going to be an intense period with that full moon. The 20th is, you know, when we see some kind of edgy energy. But as we get toward the end of the month, back around the 28th, 29th, we'll see the sun has advanced well into Gemini. Communication will be a lot more fluid. People will be wanting to speak their truth. And we'll, you know, just see that whole process of the way our life works become more fluid. So, you know, the big thing is to not live in expectation, but to live with the assurance that everything is fine, that the sun's still up in the sky, the moon's on the other side of the planet reflecting at us, and, you know, God's in heaven and everything's perfect. So if we live in that realm, then whatever happens in the material world, we can just acknowledge it, but not become a victim of it.
Yes, exactly. So again, we're observing, we're not absorbing the energy, which is a big thing, my friends. Again, there's nothing wrong with educating yourself, but the minute you allow your feelings to be pulled in and all of a sudden you're thinking that's not right, that's wrong, you know, that's when you have to stop and say, okay, no more, and pull yourself back, because now you're being pulled into it. You're not observing it anymore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that's, you know, some people say, like, I don't have a TV in my house, and, you know, the information that I need to hear, I'll get through social media. And it's not, again, I can read and just absorb it. I mean, observe it, not absorb it. But it's important for me to do that, because the amount of people that I work with that I know are still plugged into watching TV every day and listening to what's going on, and they're getting pulled into it. So I do have to educate myself on it. But again, I'm not allowing it to affect my energy. So when we return, we will have the weekly reading and final words from Chris Anderson. We'll be right back, my friends.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where this week, charting the tides of life with my special guest, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather. And this is the time in the show where I tap into spirit and ask them to give a message to all of those that are listening in. And they're saying that the message is very clear to what we've been talking about, Chris and I. And they're just saying, again, if somebody says something to you and it hurts you, their words, a scenario that they're showing me to say that when somebody turns around and throws the glass at you and it breaks, it is very hard to put it back together. But this is up to you about letting this go and forgiving and allowing yourself to forgive the person, knowing that this person played a key role into where you are today, the person you have become because of the experience that you've gone through with this person. And they're saying that a lot of people are still living in their past with regards to people have done them wrong, or this person's, you know, something they said to you 20 years ago still lives in your head. And they're saying this is a time for you to let this go, that, you know, life is about to change for every single person on this planet. And the way it goes vibrationally is completely up to you. You know, this is allowing you to take the blinders off, they're saying. And you might have a lot of choices you might have to make this week, but do know that the truth is coming to the surface to you. It's coming clearer, but you have to be able to live in the moment and make yourself available a little bit more. And they're also wanting to know that, you know, be patient, my friends. Again, this is not a race. And start to work on self. Give that message of love to self, knowing that when you love yourself and love yourself for who you truly are to today, and realize that you are where you are today, you are the strong person that you are today because of your past experiences, it will allow you to see things in a clearer perspective this week. So, Chris, is there anything that you'd like to add to that, my friend?
Well, just, you know, be patient with the process. We were talking about the nodes a little bit earlier, and the nodes are lined up now in that Leo Aquarius axis. And That's going to be around for a while. I think the nodes are probably going to travel through there over about the next year and a half before they move into different signs. So settle in, relax, enjoy, and know that everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. That's the one thing that we're all victims of, is our belief that everything is wrong and I know how to fix it. It's like, well, the last 10 times you fix things, they kind of got bogged down. So you might want to rethink that.
Yes, it's the new, my friends. We're in the new. Start to, you know, see things in a different way. And we're rewiring. This is a process that we're going through as well. We're rewiring the brain. The way that we've always thought is shifting, because we don't think, especially those that have green. I keep seeing the color green in my living room, so I'm just going to go with that. That if you have a very analytical, need to know why type of thinking, process. This might take a little bit more time for you to shift because your need to know why is so strong. And sometimes you just have to let that go and understand that the answer to why is really with inside, but you have to shut down the mind in order to see the clarity. So.
And it will come through. You will get the answers.
Yes. It's all within us. And my friends, I've been channeling and I've been telling the people at the Vibe Report that our psychic abilities are going to go into full swing this month if you truly align yourself with that heart center. So, you know, allow yourself to speak your truth and listen to what spirit or God is saying within you, which is your clear audio. And the clairvoyancy is, you know, seeing clearer, dreams coming more vivid, you know, day flashes. You know, you turn around, you have a conversation with somebody, and they say something to you, and it triggers you, and it reminds you of a dream you had the night before that you couldn't remember until now. So, you know, this is the way spirit works with you. They like to have fun, and you have to be available, and you have to be in the moment in order for to hear them come knocking. So when they knock on the door, be available, my friend. Because this is how they work with you. This is how they create the magic with you.
And be aware of the fact that every time you extend love rather than anger or frustration or hatred or whatever, you are, in fact, making God manifest in your life. Because in the highest sense, in the truest sense, God is love. And love itself is a very powerful force. It is a transcendent force in that it rises above the earthly realm. And in that process, it corrects all the things that are going wrong around it. So if you can respond to people who challenge you, who bring you, you know, up to the point where you just want to slap somebody upside the head, if you can pull your ego back and, you know, send them love, send them acceptance, send them a sense of you're all right, you know, you don't have to act this way. This is an aberrant way of looking at the universe, and you can live in a better, higher form. Then you are extending God in the most literal way to those around you. And when you do that, you actually make God manifest in their life as well as your own. So you can have a huge impact on the way the world works. And it doesn't involve getting out and, you know, being in protest lines and signing complaints against people that you think are trying to ruin your world. But by extending love, you can have that subtle influence on them by acknowledging that God dwells within them as well as within you. So you do have the power to make change in this world, but it's not going to happen by confrontation or by marching and, you know, turning over garbage cans in the streets and setting fire to cars and rioting. Those things, of course, not necessarily that extreme, but any kind of reactionary level on the physical realm is just a repetition of history. You know, we've had 10,000 years of people confronting each other, of attacking each other, of trying to influence each other. And very few instances have occurred where we have used a peaceful response and a loving response to those around us. But whenever we do, it has a huge impact. It does change the course of history.
Yes, it does. And it's beautiful that you brought that up because, again, the message this week is, you know, people might be lashing out, my friends. And I know a lot of you are very sensitive people that are listening to this show. You're very blue is what I call it. And just remember that if somebody comes up and they start to have verbal diarrhea or they start to flip out on you, just stop and take a deep breath and realize it's a reflection of who they are, knowing that they're not probably in a very good place. And that's where Chris was saying, I just tell people, send out the love vibes and send the love to them to say, you know, you are worthy of love. And you'll start to notice that, you know, they'll either stop freaking out or they'll slow down. Because it is, it's immediate, if, especially if they're in front of you, because our energies go at least 4 feet out, each one of us. So if they're within 8 feet of you and they're freaking out, just, you know, send them love and say, you know, I wish you to be in the vibration of love. That's why I tell people, don't throw people like negative stuff at people. If you need to throw a love dagger, send it out to say, I wish you to be in the vibration of love with those that are in the vibration that you are. So, you know, you're asking God in the higher self to allow everyone to be in the vibration of love, and you're not feeding from it. So you're not contributing to it. You're now shifting that energy around. And believe me, next time somebody does issue with my friends, remember, it's a reflection of who they are. But when you send the love to them, watch what starts to take place. This is something that every single person on this planet can do. They'll shift their vibrations, especially if you're in alignment with who you truly are, because you'll vibrate at a much higher frequency. So that love will be felt by them. They might all of a sudden say, oh, well, you know, I can't believe I just said that. You start to see that, you know, give yourself a little toot-toot knowing that you just worked with God to help this person. Because we're all going through some pretty crazy stuff right now. It's just how far you're going to get pulled in.
Exactly. And again, it's owning your own crap, too. You know, you have to be willing to acknowledge the fact that Joe Blow shows up on your doorstep with some kind of a complaint or some kind of an upheaval or whatever. These are not random occurrences. You, by your own state of consciousness, by your own state of mind, you somehow have summoned this experience into your life. So don't run away from it. Don't hide from it. Yes. But, you know, step back and take a deep breath and say, I brought this, you know, into my realm. Now, what am I going to do with it? Where am I going to take it? Yes. And then, again, you're starting to be proactive and you're going to start seeing results.
Yes. Yeah, I just heard when you said that so many people are going, oh, I'm so tired of this happening to me. that was just something I heard in my head. So, friends, stand up for adversity for yourself. Like Chris is saying, and know that, you know, own it. And know that you are the person that you are here, right here and now, because of some of these, because of these experiences. We learn through our experiences. And we become stronger souls. And I guarantee you, anyone who's listening to the show, are you the same person you were this time last year? Of course you're not. You're in a, you should be in a better place if you're, you know, following yourself and following the love of, you know, spirit per se, or God. And if you're looking back and saying nothing's really changed, then stop and ask yourself what needs to change. This is a time to do this, my friends. Because things like Chris is saying, the nodes are shifting and you're going to see some, the boys are going to come out to play, which is the ego, big time. So you want to be able to control them.
Very, very true. And that's not that hard to do. You know, it's a process of gaining mastery just by paying attention to what your thoughts are. Because as the Master Jesus said, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. So that's where your life comes from, is from your thoughts.
Beautiful. And for those who want to get a hold of Chris, you can find them at onefeatherjournal.com or go to carrieturcotte.com and you'll find the information about Chris there as well. Have a wonderful week, my friends. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate you coming back again.
My pleasure.
And have a wonderful week, my friends, and we'll see you next week on Vibe Nation Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.